Interesting facts. A lot of people have reported seeing strange things in the sky. They range from strange objects, strange creatures, such as rods, to strange-looking clouds that some think are really UFOs. Unfortunately, the waters are going to get even more muddied now. An unusual invention will cloud things we see even further. So what you say? Well, let me tell you. This one is going to really hurt some segments of the community, while making the commercial segment very happy. The machine is a cloud machine. For those of you old enough to remember, skywriting used to be very common. Skywriting took place when planes would release harmless smoke or vapor and use different predetermined patterns to spell out messages which lasted anywhere from 5 minutes to an hour in the sky, depending on the wind conditions. This device takes that theory, the theory of putting messages in the sky, light years ahead. The machine is able to release clouds in any shape. It can release profiles of people, peace signs, commercial logos, or anything you can think of. The clouds are called phlogos and are made from a combination of soap and different gases. These gases allow the cloud designs to fly in the sky, while keeping their shapes. The inventor states if the correct formula is used, the cloud shapes can last for over an hour. While the clouds are all white today, there are changes being planned that will allow them to be created in any color. A study has come up with an incredible fact, one that is really causing some scientists to have to rethink the ways humans operate. The study was released from the ultra-respected Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, and the study suggests that the human visual system can see into the future. Yes, you have heard me correctly. It states we can all use our vision to see future events. Here is how it works. We see something and it takes about 1/10 of a second for the brain to process what we have seen. To make up for this delay, our visual system has the ability to generate a perception of what will happen in about 1/10 of a second into the future. That is why, states the scientist who discovered this, when we see something it is in the present and not 1/10 of a second in the past. I wonder if this can be extended in some way to increase looking into the future, and this also makes you wonder if anyone might be able to see further into the future right now. Taking this a step further, the scientist was able to explain over 50 types of brain illusions, because the brain was trying to perceive the present. A grisly discovery was made in Croatia. It has to do with not having any friends or family, I guess, but it still makes you wonder how this could happen. The corpse of a woman was found in front of a television. What makes this so unusual is she sat there for 42 years before anyone came upon it. Here is the crazy thing. Apparently, she was reported missing many years ago and no one ever checked her apartment. Great police work, guys. When the police were asked about this, a spokesman replied, "So far, we have no idea how it is possible that someone officially reported missing so long ago was not found before in the same apartment she used to live in. When officers went there, they said it was like stepping into a place frozen in time. The cup she had been drinking tea from was still on a table next to the chair she had been sitting in, and the house was full of things no one had seen for decades. Nothing had been disturbed for decades, even though there were more than a few cobwebs in there. We have a safety net in this country to protect us from this kind of thing. It is called the tax collector. Some of those programs on Japanese television are really brutal. I have seen some that are really chilling. One I saw featured people having to jump across platforms that seemed to have been made of wood and were in the middle of water. If you missed the platform and hit the edge, you could really hurt yourself, yet there they were, many men and women ready to give it a try, and many of them did hit the edges and sides of platforms, and the audience just laughed as they received all sorts of injuries. Oh, the stunts can look quite funny, like the one where people went into a massage room in a spa on top of a mountain used for skiing. As they took off their towels and were completely naked, they lay on the table waiting for a massage. Instead, what they got was a 60-mile-per-hour rocket sled ride down the mountain as the walls fell off of the building and the motors ignited and sent them hurtling down the mountain, naked and screaming, past all the surprised skiers. Sure, it looks very funny, but when you realize this is not a movie stunt and really happening, you also have to realize this is extremely dangerous. The ultimate horror show placed a naked man in a room for a year. He had nothing to eat, and the only way he could survive was to win money for food by entering different contests. He was actually able to survive, but lost an awful lot of weight. The idea was he was to send out postcards all day long to these contests and was given an unlimited supply of them. As he did all this stuff, he was on television. It was a sort of reality show. To win, he had to accumulate 1 million yen in the year. By the way, he had no cooking utensils either. Great show. I wonder how many people heard about the pilots of a commercial airlines that fell asleep. Time and time again, the control tower tried to contact the plane, but to no avail. Hey, can't a couple of guys catch a few winks? The tower watched the plane on radar. Luckily, it was high enough to clear everything, being at 21,000 feet. Things got even more dicey when the plane flew past the airport. I guess these guys were heavy sleepers. Finally, after the plane had overflown by 15 miles, someone woke up. All was saved and the plane turned around and landed. Before you board a plane, ask to see the pilots and if they look sleepy, take another plane. French scientists have invented a new material that will heal itself. It is able to pull itself back together when cut up. The material has a chemical attraction for itself. The material looks like rubber. A demonstration was conducted, where the material was cut up and 1 hour later it had completely repaired. So far, it has been suggested that the rubber-like material would make good seals and be useful in toys. I couldn't help but think of tires. Can you imagine? Your tire gets ripped running over something and all you have to do is sit by the side of the road for about an hour, then pump it back up and you are ready to roll? Power adapters are things that we don't give much thought to. Apparently, industry is giving much thought to them and research is going full blast on trying to find a one-size-fits-all. There is no doubt this would be very handy for all those world travelers and even for people who want to get a bargain on a device, but can't purchase it because it is incompatible with their power supply. As most of us know, this is true for Great Britain and the United States, for example. The US uses a 115-volt system while Great Britain uses 220 volts. Americans take our weather reporting quite seriously. Oh, we know it often is wrong, but most of us feel it is mostly right and we are interested in it. Well, this is not the case for a lot of the rest of the world. It seems weather stations around the world are disappearing at a rapid rate. A recent article discussed this and stated some stations were closing and many of them were in Russia and Canada, while others seemed to have just fallen off the reporting radar, even though they are still open. What could possibly be the reasons for this? Could it be that the weather stations have become part of some secret project or have weather satellites made them obsolete?